Good afternoon, Friday the 15th of October. Going to have some baseball picks and some action on College Friday and a slight opinion on a hockey game. And I will come back with a separate broadcast for college football Saturday and NFL Sunday. So I'll get into this quickly. There's not a lot of action today. The hockey is a no play. I really had a good lean on Chicago Blackhawks game to go under the total, but that is just not strong enough at this time of the year to play on. It was against the New Jersey Devils. Devils' first game at home. I have to go with the under if I was to take a play, but I'm not going to play on that game. All right, so that was, again, not relevant, but that's the only thing I had on hockey. All right, so in let's go with baseball. I'm going to go with the there's several plays here. Now, I want to get on the Houston Astros in the series price, so series betting. And the books are going to be somewhat different on this, but you should get it around minus 140. And that's just to win the series. So that's first bet. And that's only available today before the series starts. Although you can do, you know, that you do adjusted bets. But I believe that if you're going to take Houston in the series, you're going to want it before today. Now, if Boston should upset Houston today, then you can still take the series, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So today's pick, though, which is why I believe it's important to get the series bet before today, is I do like Houston. Houston's a minus 140 on the money line. Now, they do have Chris Sale going for Boston. That, in theory, is a very excellent pitcher to have on your side. But you know what? Since he's come back, he hasn't gotten it together yet. He does not have his A game yet. And you can't go on pedigree alone. Yeah, pedigree helps in the playoffs because it's a lot of jitters. But, you know, Houston's not a bunch of slouchers. This is an experienced playoff team. They've been winning year after year. So forget the pedigree. It's a Houston win here. And I also like the over because both of these offenses can put some serious runs on the board. So Houston at minus 140, also a separate pick, over 8.5 for the game. And I found a prop pick, and you can parlay this anywhere. This just happened to be a preset line plus side parlay pick that some books offer. And this gave you plus 200 odds for Houston to win and over 7.5. So you're getting a one-run cushion. Now, actually, I think that the over is probably slightly stronger than Houston to win because Boston could absolutely win this game. It's only a minus 140 favorite for Houston. That's by no means overpowering odds against Boston. So really, it's just a parlay of the winner and the total, and you're getting a one-run bonus for the game at 7.5, over 7.5 instead of over 8.5, and you're getting plus 200. I like this as a full unit for the side, meaning Houston, and the full unit for the over, and you could do a half unit to three-quarters of a unit on the parlay at plus 200. And again, remember the Houston series. Now, the last thing today is for today's betting, that is. The other podcast might be up for tomorrow, but for today's betting only, I did a lot of thinking on this. This took way too long, back and forth on some things, which usually just means you erase it. So I kind of did. So there's two games I had interest in. I'll talk about the one I didn't decide to take. That's San Diego State at San Jose State. I definitely like San Diego State -9.5. But, you know, they're on the road. The level of competition was fairly similar. They did have one common opponent, which didn't give a lot of information. The information it did give me would tend to make me think San Jose at home. I believe it was a 12-point difference. San Diego State did 12 points better versus a common opponent, the same opponent. But that's on both of them. You call it neutral territory because they're both home games for both of these teams. But now you're at San Jose State, so take away approximately 3, you're at 9. So technically slightly towards San Jose State. I think the level of competition is fairly similar. It doesn't lead me to believe I can make a significant difference on that. And the game itself, I had a high score if breaking it down this way because it seems to be helpful. High score would be 52 points, 30-22 San Diego State. Low score, 23-10 San Diego State. So see if you split the difference there, you're right there at that 9.5-10. And by the way, the other issue with this is the line's up to 10 now, all except for one place with the juice a little higher. So really it becomes a no play, but I'll just continue on. The best case scenario for San Diego State, 30-10. Best case scenario for San Jose State, 23-22 San Diego. So they still lose. So basically I'm saying San Diego State wins this game, but it's going to be hard to cover. It might just end up at 10. Could be 14, could be 7. You never know. There's no play on that. So now the game that I do have a play on is Clemson at Syracuse. That's going to be the highest betting action of the night for the whole betting community. And, you know, there's a lot of, and there's a slight lean. I had a slight lean on Syracuse plus 14, but now it's 13.5. That becomes a lot less important to me then because that hook could get you. Syracuse wins by exactly 2 touchdowns. In college, there's more likelihood for missed extra points, et cetera. So 13.5 in college is not as important as 13.5 in the NFL, but it's still very important. I decided not to play that, but I definitely like Clemson on the win outright, but it's too much juice outright. So here's what I have on Clemson and Syracuse. The high score I have is 33-17 Clemson. The low score is 20-13 Clemson. The best case scenario for Clemson is a 33-13 win, and the best case scenario for Syracuse is a 20-17 Clemson win. So all that together, you're looking at it like a 27-16 type game, which favors Syracuse. However, there's other issues involved here. A lot of people don't, a lot of computers out there aren't taking into, you have to program it in a way that you're also using judgment. For example, in Clemson's game against NC State, half the points were scored after 60 minutes. You might recall we played that game. We took under, I believe it was under 47.5, 46.5 for sure. And the game ended at 60 minutes with 28 points. It was 14-14. And then there was 20 points or something like that. Yeah, 20 points scored in overtime. So it was a 48-point game. So it went over the total. So, you know, those kind of things factor in as well, which leads me to where I'm getting at here. Is it better for the under? Now, the under was 45. That's going down. It's 43.5 in some books. You can still get it at 44.5. I think that one is FanDuel. And in researching it at FanDuel, I saw it was FanDuel. I saw a link that they have, not a link, a specific bet that where they parlay up total and side. And they give you under 44.5, which is what their total is, but add that to a Clemson win by any amount, 1 point or 50 points. And that was plus 125. Now, here's the thinking. I like the under. I like the 45 a lot better than I like the 44.5, but that's not, those price points aren't too significant. We're not talking about some of the major points in a college football game. But I still want that extra half point. Now I'm looking at it and saying, okay, 44.5 and Clemson to win. Well, here's the thing. Clemson's going to win, and the only way they don't, there's nothing ever guaranteed in life. This is Syracuse, at Syracuse. But if Clemson loses, it's going over 44.5. So here's my thinking. Why am I going to pay minus 110 or minus 115 or whatever the current line is right now for under 44.5 at FanDuel or even less, 44-43.5 other places, and pay a little juice for that, where if I take at FanDuel 44.5 and Clemson to win, it's plus odds. It's plus 125. Yeah, you're adding another leg. But again, my thinking is very clear on this. Clemson's going to win. And then by the off chance that they don't win, Syracuse is going to have to score enough points. I don't think Syracuse can totally shut Clemson down to, say, 10 points. I just don't see it. The lowest thing, well, anyway, it's not going to happen. The lowest I can see Clemson scoring here, as I said, was 20 points. So Yeah, 21-20 Syracuse, that is under, grant you that. But that's the lowest that I see Clemson. And I have a hard time believing that Syracuse is going to be able to score a lot of points. So I really like the under, but I like it a little bit more by just taking it and adding it to Clemson to win the game. Just win by any amount, 1 point or 50 points. Now you're getting plus juice. But then I found it a little bit better than that. Shopping around a little bit and going into the same game parlay feature, and this one happened to be at DraftKings, but all of these main books have different options to do this. And by moving the line up to 48.5, now it gives me a full field goal and a half point over the 45 that I was originally wanting and leaning towards, and then Clemson just simply to win, and that's at minus 115. So it's no longer plus money, but for the minus 115 price, which is very close to standard pricing, I'm now at 48.5. So now for minus 115, I'm getting under 48.5. When the line started at 45 is now 43.5 to 44.5. And the only hook to this, the only caveat, the only catch on this is that I have to have Clemson to simply win the game in addition to being the under. Well, again, as I've said, Clemson wins this game. And if they don't, Syracuse is going to have to score some points and it's going over. I would feel 99.9% confident that if Syracuse actually wins the game, it's going over 48.5, over 40. When the actual argument you should make is over 44.5. So 45 or more points. And I just about guarantee you that 99.9% sure that if Clemson loses, this score of this game is over 45. So I feel very confident in this and giving the opportunity for myself to actually lose that under 48 by a field goal, under 45 by a field goal and lose it and have 48 points scored, and I'm winning the bet. I love this bet. I wanted to make it 2 units, but I don't want to get out of control here on a Friday when I got so many games to look at for Saturday. So it's just a unit, but it is the best play of the day for me, taking under 48.5 parlayed up with a same game parlay with Clemson to simply win the game. Loving that pick. A lot of information went into this, but again, that's a great pick. There shouldn't be any mortgages and money you can't risk ever bet on anything. But boy, I do like that pick quite a bit. I'm almost talking myself into more than one unit, but I'm not going to do it because I came in saying one unit. Saying it out loud makes it a little more attractive to me, which is a good sign, I think, but I'm not going to get cocky with the bet. All right, so that's it for Friday night games, and I will be back as soon as possible with college football. Good luck.